Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin with what might be a big deal for the next iPhone. A leaker known as UnknownZ21 on Twitter, who has a short but thus far accurate track record, last week shared a photo of what they said was a production model of the iPhone 15 Pro that featured a USB-C port. This week, they showed another photo, revealing a base model iPhone 15 that also has a USB-C port and includes the pill and hole cutout for the dynamic island, a feature currently only found on the iPhone 14 Pro models. If accurate, it looks as though the entire iPhone 15 lineup will have both features, as well as the A16 processors and support for Wi-Fi 6. Earlier rumors of a redesign to differentiate the iPhone 15 from the iPhone 14 look to be largely incorrect, though the iPhone 15 Pro models may get a curved chassis upgrade to titanium from the iPhone 14 Pro's stainless steel. Apple Insider has rated this report as possible. Meanwhile, Microsoft continues to expand the availability of its ChatGPT technology, now making it available for those who have been accepted into the beta preview program on refreshed Bing and Edge apps for iOS and Android. The mobile versions also support voice searches. Users in the preview program can add Bing into Skype group chats, allowing the participants to ask it questions and receive replies. You can sign up to join the preview program on the Bing website. In unsurprising Apple news, Counterpoint Research has issued a report claiming that the Apple Watch lineup now pulls in 60% of all revenue in the smartwatch category, driven to new heights by the release of the Apple Watch Ultra. The Apple Watch lineup accounted for just over 34% of all smartwatch shipments, growing 12% year over year, according to Counterpoint. Speaking of the Apple Watch, there have been reports that Apple engineers have made a breakthrough in their efforts to create a non-invasive blood glucose monitoring sensor that could appear in a future version of the watch. While the technology is likely to be years away due to it being only in the proof-of-concept stage, as well as needing further testing and FDA approval, achieving non-invasive glucose monitoring would be seen as a holy grail feature that would further spur widespread adoption of the Apple Watch and change the game for patients who need glucose monitoring. Apple is allegedly planning a new retail location in downtown Miami that may turn out to be the largest Apple store in the world. The location is said to be at the Miami World Center. The report comes on the heels of Apple preparing to open its first retail store in India and planning its first store in Malaysia as well. Apple Insider rates this rumor as likely. Supporting the recent rumor of a 15.5-inch MacBook Air to come later this year, a new Apple entry in a Bluetooth organizational database looks certain to be a Mac of some type, but could also be a reference to the recently introduced MacBook Pros from January. All the entry actually pins down is that the device has or will have Bluetooth 5.3 on board. Apple Insider rates this report as possible. Finally for today, we have the story of an idiot. A high school student was arrested and is facing felony charges after they used Apple's AirDrop feature to send a bomb threat to other passengers on an American Airlines flight flying out of El Paso, Texas. The prankster renamed their device to "I Have a Bomb" in the Settings app, meaning that passengers would not have needed to accept the AirDrop to see the threat. The flight was taxiing before takeoff when the threat was sent, and thus the plane returned to the airport, and passengers had to exit the aircraft until the culprit was found. Apple recently modified AirDrop to limit the time a user could set the feature to see messages from anyone nearby to a 10-minute window, after which it reverts to seeing only AirDrops from people in their contacts list. However, the feature only started appearing with iOS 16.2, so people who have iPhones that have not updated to that version might still have a continuous default of seeing unsolicited AirDrops. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. Thank you.